This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Are you a Race Across the World fan? Well, Devon in Sight have organised their own version, Race Across Devon, taking place on Saturday the 18th of July. Teams of three, including one visually impaired participant, one sighted guide and one safety participant, will navigate across Devon, gaining as many miles as possible and undertaking challenges on the way. To learn more, we're joined by Keith Brokenshire and Sarah Small from Devon in Sight. Hi Keith, hi Sarah, thanks
Hello.
So much for joining us.
Hello.
So before we jump into Race Across Devon, could you give us an overview of Devon in Sight and some of the services that you offer?
Devon in Sight is originally Devon County Association for the Blind. We have been providing support, advice, guidance to the visually impaired community for a century. Yes, 100 years, which is quite the legacy. We are obviously still doing so and hope to continue to do so for a very, very long time. We provide things such as emotional support. We look into people's health and well-being, how people can live their lives more independently. We also like to influence change. So we want to break barriers down. We want to change perspective. And that's kind of why Race Across Devon is such a big thing for us. It's to prove that nothing should stop you from achieving your goals, and we want everyone to realize that with regards to sight loss, it doesn't need to become a barrier. You can still do those things, challenge yourself, push yourself, and that's part of the influencing change service that we provide. We want people to see that.
We have a new CEO who started with us back in late March, early April, and he is very excited and he's bringing new ideas, capabilities. He's very excited to help the visually impaired and blind community to try and improve things. And myself, I also started 2 weeks ago. So we've got a new exciting team and we want to sort of
push for the future
yeah. And see what we can do to help, because we need people's opinions, helps and feedback, and we're all looking forward to doing Race Across Devon.
And who can take part?
Basically, we want 10 teams, basically, to just prove that it's a fun event. And the way it is you volunteer to become a VIP and trust people to get you on the trains, ferries. We are looking for teams. We've got a few, but we're always looking for more people. And the first people that come in that want to do a really fun, exciting event and prove to everybody what actually visually impaired people are capable of. And you know, they're just normal human beings that can get out there. And we can help with learning the lessons in Devon of, you know, what all the issues are, and it's to promote Devon in Sight. So there wasn't any need sort of fast rules to the teams, as far as I can see. You've just got to be fit enough to sort of walk about 5 miles, maybe cycle, and maybe do some other interesting events to get bonus points. I don't know what they are.
Top secret.
The next tell you. Yeah, there'll be rules given on the day and go from there.
Essentially, the teams just have to have a can-do attitude. Some of our teams consist of friendship groups. So if we have a client, for example, that wants to do the event with their two friends, we've also got somewhere we've put them together where we think they would be suited and they'll work well as a team. So yeah, there's no real rules to the teams. It's just kind of, if you want to be involved, you've got a can-do attitude. And like Keith says, you are physically able to do 5 miles of walking, running, not for me, or cycling, then yeah, please let us know, because we would love for you to join us. There are limited spaces left, but there are still some. And yeah, first come, first serve. So get in touch if that's something you want to be doing.
So how will the day itself work?
We're kicking things off in Exeter City Centre at the Bishop's Palace by the Cathedral. The Bishop will be there himself to give our teams a blessing before they head off. So the start time is going to be 9 a.m. That's when things will really kickstart. And they've got until 5:30 p.m. and they need to be back in the same place.
The teams themselves that are taking part need to get there at 8:30.
Yeah.
Because that's when they'll get all the introductions and the rules and whatever else, and anything like budgets that they might need.
The start gun will go at 9. And yeah, like I said, they've got until 5:30, and then they'll hopefully be back. And then we've got a surprise dignitary to hand out trophies and medals to the winning team and participants. So yeah, it's really exciting. There are going to be specific challenges that are very Devon related, let's say.
You're not allowed to go in Cornwall. That's one of them.
Yeah,
Sorry,
you can't
Charlie.
lose yourself over the border. They're not going to be difficult, strenuous, hard, or necessarily impossible challenges, obviously. Like I say, we want this to be fun. That's the main goal. We want everyone to enjoy themselves because we obviously want to get a wide variety as well. We don't want all the teams to just end up going to one place in one place. We want it to be that they are all off on an adventure. We are going to be tracking the teams on the day and updating social media and our website to show where they are and give updates in real time so that people can sort of track and keep a trace on what's going on.
And if you're out and about on Saturday the 18th and you see people in blue tabard, that is what they're doing. They're not doing anything stupid,
Yeah,
but they might be.
they might, but give them a sponsor basically. Help support them because yeah, there's going to be, like I say, prizes. So yeah, definitely get involved if you see anyone out and about. So there's going to be winners for a couple of different things. Our team's aim is to push themselves as hard as they possibly can and get as much sponsorship as they possibly can. And then on the day, there will be a couple of winners.
Points might mean prizes.
You're looking for either individuals or groups to still take part and join in. How can they express their interest and get in touch with you?
So, if they would like to get involved, just contact Mandy, who is our community engagement and fundraising officer. So, you can either give her a call on 01392 878 804. She can be contacted via email, which is mandy@devoninsight.org.uk. Or if you just want to know more about the event in general, you can visit our Just Giving page. So just Google Just Giving Race Across Devon and you'll find all the information you need. We are also currently looking at our services and how we can best serve the VI community. And we are wanting to hear from those in Devon. So if you've got anything you want to see us doing here at Devon Insight or anything you think we could provide, we would absolutely love to hear from you. Feel free to give us a call on our helpline, which is 01392 876 666. Yeah, like I say, if there's anything you think we could provide or any support we can give, then yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
And if people want to follow along with how the day is going on Saturday, the 18th of July, what is your social media so people can watch the race as it happens and stay updated?
So you can find us on Facebook, just type in Devon Insight and you'll find us there, or on our website, which is devoninsight.org.uk.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Keith and Sarah from Devon Insight, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about Race Across Devon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Been a pleasure.